From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump standing with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During a joint news conference with Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump pressed to take action with North Korea and abandon its nuclear program.
Perhaps now more than ever, we have an opportunity to strengthen the relationship between our two countries and improve the lives of our citizens. As long as we stand together with others, if necessary, against those who threaten our civilization, that threat will never happen. It doesn't even have a chance.
Mr. Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Mr. Trump called on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with Pyongyang. President Trump suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday when Democrats swept easy victories in governor's races in the states of Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. President Trump's administration has announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security services and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. Most Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies and more. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen headed to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs to console the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Mr. Pence spoke Wednesday at a prayer vigil for the 26 churchgoers shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental health issues. He also met with law enforcement officials and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he planned on asking Beijing during this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation about its intentions.
Duterte said it was time to ask Beijing what its intentions are for the South China Sea and if Southeast Asian countries are allowed to freely navigate the disputed strategic waterway. But why raise this issue now? RAND Corporation Associate Director for the Center for Asia-Pacific Policy, Scott Harold, says Duterte's behavior may stem from the Philippine leader trying to play hard to get with Washington, while at the same time, he says, that can't mean signaling to China that anything they do is okay.
If he wants to extract resources or commitments or appear to his base to be sufficiently patriotic, nationalistic, what have you, he needs to stand up for the Philippines' claims.
Harold says that while Duterte has been content to downplay a July 2016 permanent court of arbitration award in favor of the Philippines, he must also convince his supporters that he's doing enough to merit their trust.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker announced he will hold a hearing next week on the president's authority to use nuclear weapons. Corker said that the hearing is part of the Senate examination of the authority and process for using nuclear weapons. He said Congress has not revisited this issue since 1976, and a discussion is long overdue. The debate over who should have the power to authorize the use of nuclear weapons has been reignited in Congress after President Trump warned in August that North Korea could face fire and fury like the world has never seen. The U.S. State Department is ending the Central American Minors, or CAM, refugee program established to stem the flood of children attempting to enter the United States from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The program, established in 2014 by the Obama administration, allowed certain parents lawfully residing in the United States to request a refugee resettlement interview for their children and eligible family members. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.